This is what's trending today. United States Civil War General Robert E. Lee has been in the news a lot lately. In American history, Lee led the Army of the Confederacy of Northern Virginia from 1862 to 1865. The Confederacy was a group of southern slaveholding states that withdrew from the Union and fought for independence from the U.S. government. Lee eventually surrendered, and the states rejoined the Union. Today, Americans are divided over whether statues of Robert E. Lee should be removed from public places. Some believe the statues represent an important part of Southern history. Others say they glorify traitors to the U.S., as well as America's history of slavery and racial oppression. The debate about Lee recently took a dramatic turn. In February, officials in Charlottesville, Virginia, decided to remove a statue of Lee from a public park. Their decision led to a violent demonstration on August 11th, in which white supremacists and others opposing the removal of the statue clashed with counter-protesters. One woman was killed when a white supremacist car struck counter-protesters. Now the controversy over General Lee has a new twist. Sports network ESPN has decided not to send broadcaster Robert Lee to Charlottesville to cover the University of Virginia's opening football game September 2nd. ESPN said the decision was made together with Robert Lee, as the tragic events in Charlottesville were unfolding simply because of the coincidence of his name. In that moment, it felt right to all parties, the ESPN statement said. It added, "It's a shame that this is even a topic of conversation, and we regret that who calls play-by-play for a football game has become an issue." ESPN's decision drew a huge response on social media, with most commenters criticizing the action or making fun of it. Many people posted side-by-side pictures of the Civil War general and sportscaster Robert Lee, who is Asian American. "Yo, ESPN, I think viewers will know the difference between Robert E. Lee, the Confederate general, and Robert Lee, the football announcer," tweeted Josh Jordan. "Nothing takes a stand against racism better than banning an Asian guy from a TV job because his name is Robert Lee," wrote radio host Dana Loesch. She later tweeted, "Don't tell ESPN about Lee jeans, the official denim of Confederate generals." U.S. Senator Orrin Hatch also found humor in the story. "If you happen upon a Civil War era Orrin Hatch in your reading, do not be alarmed. That was also me," he tweeted. Current ESPN broadcaster Bob Lee took to Twitter to make a joke about his name being similar to the other two Lees. "Rather worried my employee ID pass may not admit me in the AM." And that's what's trending today. I'm Brian Lynn.